Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Excuse me. This is Dennis coming on with the Daily Inspirations again. And it's a blessing to be on here. And I just hope and pray that everyone's staying encouraged. And as we listen in, you also pray for me. I'm trying to teach the Word of God, preach the Word of God, but I'm far from being perfect. I'm far from perfect. But may we all pray for each other, pray for Christians far and near, throughout this land and throughout this COVID-19 pandemic that they call it. May we stay encouraged and keep our focus on Christ and look for Christ's return. He is coming, and it might be sooner than we think it will be. Like this morning, I heard of an earthquake in Alaska. I believe that's what the Bible calls about. Things happening in diverse places, different places, earthquakes, you name it, whatever it may be. So may we be encouraged and inspired by the Word of God and growing close to Him and drawing close and seeking His will in every area of our lives. So, again, I would like to go to 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 7. I realized I should have covered that verse yesterday, but I didn't. So here we are. Let's dig in there. It's part of my imperfection. So there you go. There you have it. Verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. So here we face trials and temptation, but let those trials work in our hearts, that it brings us out stronger than ever before. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith be much more, listen to what it says. It says much more. It doesn't say a little bit more or some more. It says being much more precious than of gold. So much more precious than of gold. Gold, in other words, gold which perishes, though it be tried with fire. Gold still perishes, even though it's tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That those trials, let's go back to verse 6 again. No, verse 7. That the trial of your faith be much more precious. Verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. So many trials, many temptations, and many struggles, and may we bring everything to the foot of the cross, to Jesus Christ, that our faith, verse 7, that our faith might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing. We don't see him. We don't see him with a physical eye or touch him with our hands. Now you see him, yet see him not, yet believing. You rejoice with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. May that work in our heart. May that just be the testimony of our lives and bring glory to God, because those what Satan tries to use to get us down and to destruct us and to destroy us and to just dismantle us, may those things work in our hearts, that it may God may be able to work to such a work in our hearts that we rejoice with joy, unspeakable and full of glory, full of God's glory in our hearts. May that be a testimony of our lives. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, even the saving of your souls. Now we have a hope unto the end. If we endure through these hard things, that we receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Our souls are safe. We don't have to burn in hell forever, brothers and sisters. Or if you're not born again, you don't have to burn in hell forever. There's a God up here that wants to save your soul. He wants you to recognize him and to just accept a salvation. His plan that he has, that Christ died on the cross for your sins and for my sins and for the whole sins of the world. And that your soul might be saved. Of whom salvation, verse 10, of whom salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. So here we have, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. So here we talk about the Old Testament prophets, that they have searched this. It's a salvation that the prophets have searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. And here we have it today. Here we have the grace and that salvation that comes through our hearts that we are able to have and that we're able to accept and believe in the God we're able to serve and the peace that we're able to have in our hearts today. The prophets way back in the Old Testament, they searched for it. They have inquired and searched diligently. Diligently, they have searched for it. But now we have it today. And brothers and sisters, let's take courage. Let's not let the trials and the temptations of this world and the struggles that might come our way with the devil. Trying to deceive us and trying to get us down and trying to discourage us. But may he lose grip on our lives and may God be glorified through our lives. Brothers and sisters, I look forward to speaking again tomorrow morning, Lord willing. I believe he is willing that we do this, but we never know what the Lord has in mind for us. So may God be with you, may God bless you and strengthen you and encourage you.